So welcome back. I'm going to be discussing a mode of living which is unbelievably powerful, which is a direct outcome of when we practice the checking into reality exercise. Now, it's not something that we will achieve perfection with, and it's really so unbelievable that it is rare that we see people actualizing this. Even on smaller levels, but with the checking into reality exercise, you will actually have a level of peace of mind which is probably in the top 2% of humanity. And this idea is called equanimity. There's a teaching from the founder of a spiritual Jewish movement known as the Hasidic movement. And the founder was, called the Baal Shem Tov. And this teaching is the teaching of equanimity. Dictionary translates equanimity to mean mental calmness, composure, and evenness of temper, especially in a difficult situation. In other words, what goes on outside of me is not what determines what goes on within me. The more our equanimity increases, the better we are doing. When we seek our acceptance from without, we become more and more dependent on everything around us and everyone around us, and we cannot possibly stabilize our emotions. Why? Because our emotions are in the hands of everything and everyone else, which we have no control over. So they're going to determine how we are going to feel. And so as the saying goes, you never know. Who knows what's going to happen next? Because it's really up to you, not up to me, if I depend on you. To the extent that someone lives their life beginning within, they will have a greater level of equanimity, which in other words is peace of mind. To say it very simply, how would you react if you saw a parent walking a child with a leash around the child's neck? Or better yet, an adult going for a walk with their spouse with a leash around their neck? Well, no kidding, it actually happens all the time. Very often, it is our neck that the leash is on. Now you may be saying, what are you talking about? Well, let me explain. The reason we don't see the leash is because it's invisible to us. The moment we begin seeing this leash, we transform our lives for the better. You see, every time someone says something that gets you upset, you are handing all your emotions over to them and saying, here, control how I feel. You're basically handing them the other end of the leash and saying, lead the way I'm going to feel. It's like the kid who knows how to press the button that makes their parent furious. It's as if the kid has a leash on their parent's neck, because they literally, without any exaggeration, determine how the parent is going to feel. Now imagine your emotions were your own. Imagine you owned and controlled them. They weren't up to the whims of others. This is equanimity, which is really powerful. You may be thinking it's impossible to achieve this. It's so rare, and we are so reactive to things. Well, that is the entire purpose of the getting in touch with reality exercise. What surprises some is that equanimity works in both directions. This may be an even bigger surprise. It is true whether someone insults me or compliments me. In other words, equanimity is true whether someone insults me or compliments me. When we raise our level of equanimity, not only do we not get upset when insulted, we don't become jubilant when praised. And understand this well, because we need to understand this to really appreciate what equanimity is and what it means to truly live a life with peace of mind. In both scenarios, we assess the comment made as objectively as we can. If it has merit, in other words, if you tell you someone tells me an insulting comment, I look at it objectively. If it has merit, I learn from it. If it doesn't, I move on. But I don't personalize it and get drawn in by it. This is very true with a compliment as well. If someone compliments me, well, that's very helpful because I can look at that and see what it is that's meaningful to people, that's valuable to people. And however, if I get jubilant from it and I feel great about myself because of it, I am still depending on others for my good state of being, to get into a good emotional state. Anything that comes from another, whether it's positive or negative, we begin to look at objectively, and we don't let it spike or crash our emotional state. You may be thinking, everyone I know gets down when someone insults them, and everyone's excitement spikes when someone praises them. This is very true, because there are many people who turn to the people and things outside of them to receive their validation. The very first time that you begin to own your own feelings and not let them be the outcome of what other people say or think, you will realize how unbelievably liberating and powerful it is. And I want you to know that through following this process, you will have that experience. Through following the exercise of getting in touch with reality exercise, you will have this experience on deeper and deeper levels. Now, don't get me wrong. Pure equanimity is a very advanced level of emotional health. Pure equanimity. We're not here to seek perfection, but rather to make sure we are moving along in the right direction of developing ourselves. One last point. Equanimity does not mean we shouldn't be emotional. Emotions are a very beautiful part of who we are. Equanimity means that our emotions are not out of our control, but in our control. Equanimity means that we choose to respond to objective reality and not triggers created by our perception of reality. This means crying when someone passes and being joyous upon a birth. Feeling happy when you see the results of your efforts and when you experience true goodness. So by no means should you shut down your emotions. In fact, this process will help you have the courage to let your emotions flow as you begin living more from within. One of the primary reasons we control our emotions is because it makes us vulnerable. Being emotional takes vulnerability, and that's often why we control our emotions. One more way to speak our truth is by letting our healthy emotions flow. And that's what this process actually helps us do, have real, authentic emotions.